Dave Jocks.
The Newcastle County Council Executive Committee meeting, Tuesday, the 26th of May, 4 o'clock, 8th floor conference room. Present are council members Smiley, Sheldon, Bell, Street, Powers, Cartier, Weiner, and Retta, and Chris Bullock. And our aide, Anthony DeFury, is serving today. We need approval of minutes from the 28th of April meeting, please.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Thank you.
I have a question.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, you said that Mr. DeFury was taking a minute.
Yeah.
Do you have in mind for your next meeting?
I don't know yet.
We need to know. Oh, okay.
Not yet. So we're working on something.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I don't want to start anything.
Is it a good thing?
Great thing. Agenda item number 3, report from, and I see Mr. Weiner's here, Technology Subcommittee to Executive Committee. Joining us are council members Diller and Kilpatrick. Review proposal for desktop or laptop managed service for 35 users. The use of a managed server, supply site, firewall, circuits, switches, etc.
Thank you.
Phone support including hardware and unlimited calls. Office software, encrypted email available as needed, and cloud services for Office 2014 Help Desk Cloud, which includes appropriate software, licenses, phones, email. Discuss the use of current hardware. Vote on the proposal to complete completely separate the council computer system from the county server, and to vote to procure computer and phone services.
Right.
31. Mr. Weiner, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council.
Yes.
We have before us, being distributed now, information which is proprietary. It belongs to John Rutkowski and Boulder Designs. This is not being distributed to the public. Copies will be collected if we don't end up approving this motion. The motion is set forth in the agenda, and that'll be a motion on the proposal to completely separate the council computer system from the county server and vote to procure computer and phone services as per the proposal, which you're about to hear from Mr. John Rutkowski. For the benefit of council, I'd like to represent again that I've had no one-on-one conversations with John Rutkowski. All communications have been with Mr. Rutkowski here in this room. All the communications that I've had on this subject, both the council president and his aide and the president pro tem have been copied on this, so that this process has always been an open and transparent process. We have now a technology subcommittee report to the executive committee answering a directive created by the actions of the executive committee authorizing the creation and utilization of a separate email system for use by Newcastle County Council. The motion also directed that this report be made to council no later than May 30th, 2015, which was amendment by Councilman Retta. And duly note the date is today, May 26th. It's council's directive to have a more secure and economical system of communication via email, telephone, electronic files. The committee did not contact numerous vendors in an effort to obtain a proposal for economical system of communication via email, telephone, electronic files. Most prospective vendors did not think the prospective contract was worth their efforts because we're a small shop of only 31 users. Our needs were too small. However, Boulder Designs, who's presented to us before, and is here again today, as I said, provided the information requested. Research through my office and through council to council indicated that we did not have to use, there was an exception that we did not have to use the bid review process of the administration because this is a system for us, just like if we order pencils or pens. These are our tools that we use for us, and we're a separate, complete branch of government. So the motion was made directing the Technology Subcommittee to put out a request for proposal to secure a security audit for council's computer system. The audit was unable to be performed due to a lack of access to the system. However, the information that was also needed to be obtained as to the amount of data which would be needed was extrapolated, and that information will be presented to us today. Boulder Design is providing us their work product right now, a written proposal for the creation and utilization of a separate email system, computers, phones, a cloud server with a service, and also with a portal to the county administration, to the county council, to the county executive system, so that all of the access that we now have, we the aides and council members would still have access to all the information that we have, but we would go through a secure portal, which is one way into it as opposed to being reversed. But for us to do that, we need to break away from the computer system. We can't simply piggyback on the computer system of the council if we want true security, which is something that the administration told us, and Mr. Rutkowski verified that as well. So with that, I'll turn this over to my aide, Lou Hinkle, who will make a presentation on the research that he's done on our behalf, and then to John Rutkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Mr. Hinkle, please.
With permission, sir, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Thank you.
The information, thank you, sir, members of council. The information that I passed out to you, as stated by Councilman Weiner, is the information that was provided to us by Boulder Design, who would act as a general contractor with the merchants who were providing various services to us. Each would contract with council independently, but they will be managed basically. Mr. Rutkowski's company would be our IT department. Boulder Designs would provide all end user support services and licenses, and this being done to make it easy for the contractor to grow or to get smaller as staffing changes come about. On the managed IT agreement, only the services listed as Boulder Designs as the provider will be contracted to Boulder Designs. So our telephones would be different under a different separate contract, as well as that would be under Citricom. And Comcast would be our internet cable quotes, and they're included in there as well.
Point of information, there is an executive summary that it would behoove you to take a look at right now, since Aide Hinkle is referencing this.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Hinkle.
You can call me Lou, sir.
My crusty Aide Lou Hinkle.
Overall, we're going to wait. Hold on, so we'll wait for questions after the presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes. Overall, a council can replace every service from the administrative side for $280 per user per month, on average across all vendors and services. The council may be exempt from some of the taxes that are involved in this type of a process. Mr. Rutkowski can elaborate a little bit more on fine-tuning the cost of things. But if you would then go to your handout, it shows you the cost there in a three-year term and then annualized by council. And we really didn't have any comparative information other than what we had budgeted for on our proposal, but that being said, this is less than what we are currently paying now for our IT services.
Would you elaborate on that last statement?
It's cheaper. With the information,
can you be a little less vague?
With the information that I print, and to be honest with you, I have a very difficult time trying to figure out what the apportioned budget proposals are and reading this thing. But if what I may be wrong, but if you can correct me, if what I looked at when we saw we have over $120,000 in expenses each year that we appropriate to council, and this being at $100,000, it comes in under that budget. That may be plus or minus. There are other things that haven't really been included, but such as repairs, service contracts, printing and related costs. But all that is going to be included in what is being provided by Mr. Rutkowski's Boulder Design business. So, and from what I could gather, we're substantially under cost.
Ms. Kilpatrick, I'm sorry, Mr. Retta had a question first, yeah. Then Ms. Kilpatrick and Mr. Ryder.
Thank you. Lou, you said about the phones and all that. Right now, our phones, if you want call forwarding, you punch them in and you can be called on yourself. Would that advantage still be there?
Mr. Rutkowski?
Yes. Yeah, you'll get a modern phone system that follows you anywhere that you need to be. And under the proposal that we got from Citricom, you also get new phones every 3 years. It's just part of the package. So never end up with old technology.
Okay, now the new phones you're speaking of, are they for the office or the cell phones?
No. You want to queue up these questions?
Why don't you in your presentation,
right?
The questions right now should okay. be for Mr. Hinkle or what, Lou what? Or the Crusted Abe, whatever he's going by these days.
That's an alias.
What I was going to suggest, sir, I mean, giving you just
would somebody come in?
The bare bones facts is what their costs are going to be. Mr. Rutkowski and Boulder Designs can specifically drill down to any specific costs and concerns you may have. But in essence, what this is providing to you is no loss of any of the services that we currently have, improved security that we would have because of the separation, up-to-date use of the services that some consider now that may not be as up-to-date as they are, such as the cloud services and moving forward with technology. And then, as Mr. Rutkowski said, getting new equipment as necessary at a reduced rate as well.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Just a clarification. Okay, so the bottom line on the first page here is 105, basically 105,000. Everything that I'm seeing under term says 3 years. So 105,000 per year mm-hmm. or per year?
Yeah. Annualized.
Okay.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. I just wanted to note that it would still behoove council to adopt protocols should we adopt this program. And as a further technology report, there'd be protocols that would be proposed for this council's consideration. For example, that it would be our council to council and our clerk of council who would access who would sign the contract would be you. We need to have some protocols, but those would yet still be determined, and that's not part of this conversation today.
Okay. Mr. Patrick.
So, thank you. So, when it talks about having a portal into Newcastle County, all of the things that our aides can do now, I mean, some of the things that we've talked about is looking at code. So, if you're going to go to a meeting at night, you can still go in and pull up what all the code problems for that develop by the development. We can do mailing labels now. We can print labels using parameters, search for districts by name, addresses by name, if we don't know if somebody's actually living in a certain area. I mean, all of that. Do they? I guess the bottom line question is, do they have the ability at some point to close that portal?
Councilman Lauder, if I may. The services that we currently contract for from the administration, two of the services we would have to continue to contract from the administration.
And so there is
land use being one,
right,
which will provide all that information, and then also payroll administrative services
right.
That's being used by our staff.
So if we're contracting, is there a price associated with that? Because I would assume now in our
yeah, but I don't know what it is.
But we don't know what it is. So that I would think that we need to know. I mean, right now we pay about 100, between 100 and 120. Didn't it go up this year?
120.
120 this year.
Lou said that.
To them. So some way we have to figure out what that, if we have a contract, what that contract price is.
Yes.
Because since they don't contract to anybody else, I wouldn't imagine this would be something new to figure out what that one portion would be.
Yes.
I would perhaps suggest that Mr. Rutkowski may be able to shed some light on it once he has his seat in the chair. In our discussions, he did say that it won't go up. It shouldn't go up because it should be, if anything, the same cost that we're paying right now for those two services. And it shouldn't escalate the price of what the change would be. But
so
as
somehow,
you stated, we don't have an exact figure.
So somehow this is broken down. It's not just IGS.
GIS services.
But it's the intergovernmental transfer. We get, I've only remember seeing a line that says mm-hmm. what it is, but somehow there's got to be a line by line as to what we're being charged for per person. So are you saying that it won't be any more than what that one line charges per person? Because we certainly don't want to pay the 120 plus this.
Yeah.
You want to get that mother drunk.
Maybe the gentleman can address that when he's...
Okay.
Hold that question. I have a question for Mr. Powers, please.
It may have been answered, but I think what are we going to be cross-charged for those two services? That's a major part of this. You know, if you're at 20 some or, you know, 120, 150,000, is it going to end up being cross-charged another 40, 50,000? Who knows?
Well, we shouldn't have a cross-charge other than that one.
Well, it would be
for the
land use and also what they just said. Payroll.
HR.
Mr. Cartier.
Well, until recently, you know, we were getting crime reports, which I, you know, is typically deliverable for me, a crime report plus code. So access, you know, or is that supplied by our community police officers? Maybe.
Yeah.
That's supplied by the community police officer, so we don't need a portal for that necessarily. They just give that to us.
All right. It comes automatically, yes.
Okay, thanks.
And in closing, sir, this isn't the first time the council explored the idea of separate systems. We've done this in the past. It goes all the way back to 2001 and 2003. As a matter of fact, Councilman Weiner also broached the subject several years ago.
As did others.
As did others. It makes sense technologically to utilize the cloud for better security, ease of use, and lower cost. We would still be using several administrative computer programs for use by council administrative staff. So we still have all the information necessary for us to do exactly what we're doing now, but then any loss of service, only with better security. The only other issue that I discovered that during the transfer, if this were to go to fruition and we were to transfer away, we would move all of our files from the current server and duplicate files from their server to the cloud system, which wouldn't, and I believe John will broach that as well. Any additional cost for that, for the storage as well. But it would require a declaration of purging electronic files that we would have to agree to with the administration that once the files have transferred, that all files that we have in our system have been moved to the cloud. That would be the only other issue other than that. And Mr. Rutkowski can touch on timing and drill down into cost a lot better than I can.
Thank you, Lou. Councilman Tackett has joined us. We'll now hear from the representative from Boulder Design. We have a question. Before you leave, Lou, we have a question from Holly.
Yes, ma'am. Deputy Clerk, Lou, you mentioned accessing through the portal, PeopleSoft and some other programs. What about TIER and KPMG, which we can't get through the portal?
And that was my lack of understanding of the terminology. I don't know exactly how it's accessed, but whatever is necessary for us to continue communicating with the administration through our support services for staff would continue to be the same. It's just that it wouldn't be on the same system as our email, cloud, and as such.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. John,
take the hot seat. Yeah. All right.
Please state your name for the record, sir.
John Murkowski, CEO of Boulder Designs Incorporated.
Team.
Yeah.
Please proceed.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
But we got phones.
Your need that you've been expressed by Mr. Weiner, Mr. Hinkle, is basically of a law firm that's going through a divorce. So you are just taking the data that you have and separating them out in two systems. And that's how we've structured this, that we can divide the council and the data out of the bigger infrastructure. So to do that, we are, because of the way you're structured, you need your own internet, you need your own telephones to go do that, because the phone service is provided by the administrative side. Moving to the cloud infrastructure, doing the support services. So my firm acts as a technology concierge. You say, what is the problem that you have in your business? We design the solution, find the people to go do that, and then bring the pieces together. So we have brought together various vendors here, directly Comcast, Megapath, Citricom, Roland, and Interphase. John Bigland is from Interphase here, would handle the cloud server portion of things. So it's not an uncommon, it's a very common business process where you're dividing data up. And we are moving the data, your files, your Word documents, your Excel, everything you generate, moving your email out to a separate system, but still archiving it for 7 years. So you have the discovery process, the freedom of information compliance out there. The system is all audited such that we know who accesses what when in the system and leaves an audit trail out there, so there's no anonymous access into things. The services that you get from the county, like all the current little icons that are on your desktop that go out to the county, like PeopleSoft, like the tax use, those are all services that would continue in that same fashion and be provided by the county. They have to provide them to the general population as well. So it's not that they've built this entire system just for council's use. It's being used by everybody in county government. That's the quick summary, and I can then take questions as needed in individual pieces or in general.
Any questions for Mr. Cartier?
Yes. It seems like a very comprehensive proposal to meet all of our needs as a separate branch of government. How about the issue of, we are frequently required to under FOIA supply, email documentation in a FOIA request? Could you speak to that as well?
We can take all of your existing email that's currently stored in your system and move it up into a secure archive that has an audit log of who accesses what searches have been done, and what results may have been generated by that. So the results can be then packaged up and delivered to whoever is requesting that information. But we have a full audit trail of what were the search terms are, what were the items in there. This takes all of your existing email. Any prior email that you had in your system might need to stay in the previous email system, or if it can be exported, we can bring that into the current archive. So I was not given any access into the resources that the administration is providing. We tried to complete our audit, but we had some various roadblocks thrown in our way to complete an audit here. But yes, we have a full audit trail. Yes, we can take the email. Yes, we can say who accessed this. The benefit, it is by an independent third party, so there's no, you know, I'm not, you know, the IT people report to me. They're not reporting to somebody, you know, who's holding their job over their head trying to get them to do things that they shouldn't be doing.
Councilman Medilla.
I'm just curious on your page two. Why are we working with both Comcast and Megapath if we go this route?
Okay.
I don't understand this.
If you go to the cloud, where all of your data is out on server, out in some server farm, just like that big center that's off of Route 1, you mm-hmm. drive by, going on your way to the south. You need an internet connection that is working because your phone works across the internet and your data. So you need a backup plan. Comcast has fiber in the building, which is very reliable and very robust. But if they have an outage, you don't want the phones not to ring. Although in the phone system we designed here, if they did have an outage, it goes to your cell phones automatically. So even if somebody rang your extension. So nobody ever gets a busy signal, nobody ever gets a, you know, doesn't answer. So we usually want to have in any business a primary and a backup service. Megapath is the least economical or most economical backup service we can get within Wilmington. If we were out in the county, we would be using Fios and Comcast would be the backup, of course, at a much lower rate. You know, out in the county, we can get the same service that Comcast is charging at Comcast term at $800 a month. We get that for $200 if we're out in the county, but we're in the city, so we have to deal with what the infrastructure that we have here.
So that's why you have to do an Ethernet.
It could be
for the
any
backup.
That is, yes. It's,
and that's the only kind of backup we'd have. Is
correct. Right now you have fiber being supplied by Comcast as your current internet service coming
right
in here. And we need something, and we don't want it to be on Comcast.
Sure, yeah.
And Verizon doesn't really offer the metropolitan Ethernet, so Megapath is the other carrier that's
okay
prevalent in Wilmington we can use.
Okay, thank you.
Council members Kilpatrick, Sheldon, and Lou had a question as well.
Thank you. Understanding, and this may not be true, this is just what I heard, that when you tried to do your audit that the portals were closed off to you. If that's the case, and understanding that they then can close the portals from that side, even if we had a contract with a portal going into them, is it possible for them to close off that portal at any time?
It's misstated slightly, because what we wanted to do with our audit is to go from your computers to our server to do the database.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's called a firewall. It wasn't actually, it was going from here to our office to go gather the information. That firewall that was blocking it now, that was under the administration point of view, even though they said they were supposed to cooperate with us fully, that firewall will be under our control in the future, at least to go out to the internet to other places. Now, if the county decided to block access to the services that they provide all the other county government entities, they can't really deny you. They do have to cooperate with us in order to give you the access to, say, the parcel viewer, to PeopleSoft, but
right,
they are straight connections, and we then control that it goes only to them and it's not coming from them back in here.
But what I can pull up at home on Parcel View is different than what we can pull up in here on Parcel View. It's much more inclusive through this office, through their system.
Mm-hmm.
The general public doesn't get what we get in here. So I have a concern that at any time we may not be able to get that for whatever reason. My other question is, I presume that this is a system that we will be able to just put into our phones and get our email on our cell phones?
Yes.
And?
Provided it meets the security levels that need to be established.
Yeah, well.
I.e. You have a password on your phone.
I don't care about security, I just need it on my phone.
Okay, as long as your phone just doesn't turn on, we can read what's on.
Now, my phone just turns on. There is no passcode to get into my phone. Mm-hmm. And so everybody that has iPads or phones through Newcastle County would ultimately lose those.
We are not dealing with any of the hardware, and we've not gotten a mm-hmm. clear description from the administration what they would do with the hardware. Essentially, you pay for the hardware, so it should be yours.
So that should be another cross charge then?
It's taxpayer.
Well, it's taxpayer money, obviously.
So it's not ours.
Yeah, it's not. Well, collectively, it's ours. I'm a taxpayer too.
Well, right. That's true.
But
so you're paying for your own, if you have.
And I always want to look for what is a lower cost for the taxpayer, being I'm a taxpayer too.
But that could be an extra charge then coming through for the iPads and the cell phones.
If they took them all back and you needed to replace them with something, yes, yeah. You'd have to come up with a way of paying for that.
Even if they let you keep them?
If they let you keep them, then we just connect them up to the new email.
But you don't get cross-charged for everyone that we have in this office?
We paid for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you pay for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow it comes out of our budget, right?
Office
budget or something.
Yes. Yeah, it's cross-charge.
Yeah. It's a cross charge.
If I may, Lou Henkel, it showed on the budget process sheet that under lease for county council for office equipment, $0. So I don't know how, but I don't know if that.
But if I have a cell phone of theirs issued through them, my office account is charged on at least a monthly or annual basis, correct?
Monthly.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. I'm paying $100 for this one.
Councilman Sheldon?
Yes, this is like four parts, but it's progressive. Would we still get access to Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Okay.
Secure access to Wi-Fi and guest access.
So that would mean my second part of the question is, will they know us using their Wi-Fi? Or we have our own?
No, we have our own Wi-Fi.
And you said we have our own personal emails, and it stays with us, the whole that part.
Correct.
In other words, okay, when the emails come in. So we don't need a new Wi-Fi system. All right, then, very good, thanks.
There is one point on email I will just bring up. If you split off to a new email system, you also need a new email domain name,
right,
which does include costs of printing new business cards, new letterhead, things of that nature. Just to bring that up.
Deputy Clerk, and then Councilman Street.
Deputy Clerk Hollishan, bear with me because I don't have the document that lists all the costs, but my question pertains to the equipment itself. Is that included in the yearly cost, and particularly replacement equipment like printers and computers and things that go belly up that we have to replace?
Okay. The computer hardware is not included in the numbers that you have there. It can be if you so desire. Going to the cloud allows us to have a much lower cost of equipment to replace it, because all that device really needs to do is go out to the internet. Mm-hmm. So it's a lesser power of the magnitude of your PC on your desk is probably $1,100, $1,200. A device that goes to the cloud is $200. Yeah. So if your $1,200 device breaks, it would be replaced with a $200 unit. You can use the same monitors, keep the monitors, whatever. We replace the equipment that's in that closet in there. That's your infrastructure that all of the computers connect to. We replace that. That is included in there. Your printers are under a separate agreement from the people who are managing the printers right now, which is
it's all the same. Our printers and computers are all coming from county IT.
Okay.
As are our phones. Does it include the cost of the phones?
Includes the cost of the phones and new phones every 3 years. Okay. Unlimited local and long distance.
How about printer cartridges?
No, those are supplies, no matter where you got those from.
Okay.
Overall, while you can get service agreements that charge you per page for giving you those kinds of supplies, overall it's a better deal to buy a cartridge and to buy the paper from Staples, Costco, you know, et cetera, than some of the other agreements out there. We can provide printers, but they're not in the scope of work.
Councilman Street.
I was inclined initially because my feeling that I had conversations with you. My feeling was that majority of council wanted this. But the more I think about it, the more of a nightmare I think this is going to create. One, you got to go back now to the phone company and change all the phone numbers.
Nope. Keep all your phone numbers. Sorry.
Who controls?
I apologize for interrupting you. Sorry.
Who controls the numbers?
Is that a question?
Right.
Who controls the phone numbers?
The phone numbers are portable, just like you can move your cell phone number or your house phone number to another phone. All the office, we checked, all the office phone numbers are portable and move over to
why can't the administration say there are phone numbers?
Because they don't.
They're part of the IT network now.
The phone is under a different service provider, whether it's under Verizon or the others.
Okay, but
Okay, and you are allowed to port the phone numbers. Their phone numbers you're currently using on your equipment, and you say, I want these phone numbers to ring on my new equipment, you have all rights to do such.
Okay. Second, the county phones, the cell phones in the past, they were set up through IT. If you leave those, they're automatically in. So what you're trying to close out, you just left them in when you leave that door open. So in order to change that, you've got to change that hardware. Now there's an additional cost. The website has to be changed. My big question is, hypothetically, a lawyer sends a FOIA request jointly saying that I want all the emails between a certain council person and a certain member of the administration. Send it to the administration, send it to us. Who drives the train and who's in charge and who gets in whose system to make sure nobody's withholding information and or all the information is being provided?
Can you answer that question?
Typically, you're going to have some cutover date about those things. You say, as of June 1st forward, they're in this system. Prior to June 1st, they're in an older system. We can give people, independent other outside people, access to go do the searches, you know, on FOIA request behalf, and they will have a fully audited search of what is it that they searched on, what results did they have in the system. So nobody can go out there and just wander around looking for random emails out there.
So
the request could come to us, and we fulfill that request, you know, back.
Mr. Street, you have a follow-up.
That's my question is not answered. Okay, who has the ultimate authority when the FOIA goes to both branches to say who looks at what and who makes the final determination as to whether or not it's been requested? If at this point one branch doesn't trust the other branch, then that's going to remain constant. And somebody's going to be able to get, and somebody's going into somebody's system, which automatically, in my view, defeats the intended purpose. Now, the will of council be the will of council.
okay? But this malarkey about security, security for who? Okay? So now the administration can't get in. But y'all are going to determine who from the staff gets in, and the staff works for certain members of council, and are there beck and call. So if I have a problem, which I currently do, with certain folks who are supposed to be in charge, the deference is going to be to what that person wants as opposed to what I want. So I don't have any more security from one to the other. It's a matter of who can look, who can see. And at the point where we have a staff that's protecting each other and spending most of the time protecting each other as opposed to protecting us, maybe secure for some of y'all, it's no more secure for me.
Council, try to answer that question.
And
Lou?
Yes. Council and Council, certainly Bernard can respond to this as well. From a legal perspective, it's set forth in state law exactly how we respond to a FOIA request. The custodian of records for the body in question responds. So if it's a question for council, we would respond for council. If it's a question for the administration would respond for the administration.
Respectfully, and not being a member of the bar, they can say what they want to say, okay? It's a question of law in terms of if you have a joint request, somebody ultimately is going to be in charge and somebody is going to enter into somebody else's system, at which point the whole thing that you're purporting to have on the table today is defeated because they're in. Once you're in, you're in. So you're not locked out and they're not going to be separate. And given the 4 years that we've had just over the last several months, it's only inevitable until we make a decision as a council what we're going to do about the big problem that everybody's playing hide-and-go-seek with, that 4 years are going to continue, and eventually the 4 years are going to come to both branches, and the question's still going to remain, and they may argue who's in charge, who's driving the train, who makes the ultimate decision on whether or not all the information is being provided, and it's all-inclusive. Somebody's going to have to go look from one side to the other.
Mr. Hinkle, then Council.
Lou Hinkle, it's my understanding that Council's requests go to Betsy Gardner, period. And the administration does not question Betsy Gardner as to whether or not she provided all the information. As she submits the, well, they can question it, but they don't they may currently do, but they, as far as I know, they've never gone in and verified whether or not what she sent was all of the FOIA requested information. And then secondly, I also like to bring up that the Ethics Commission, and Ms. Sebring perhaps could touch on that, has a separate system as well, and they still function as another separate body of government. Perhaps maybe they could shed some light on some security issues that members of council may still have.
If there are no security issues, then we would not go that way. If there are, Ethics Commission attorney is here. Any questions around security? Seeing none, Council.
Carol Dillon, Council, just to answer Mr. Street's legal point, it isn't up to this body to determine whether the executive branch properly fulfilled the request, nor is it up to that body to determine that for this branch of government. State law provides that if the person requesting the information has an issue, they can file a complaint with the Attorney General's office. And the Attorney General's office determines whether it's properly fulfilled. That's pursuant to state law.
And what's pursuant to state law,
Mr.
In the instant matter that we're playing hide-and-go-seek with, there's been different interpretations from council to council and the county attorney as to what that should be, and I don't see how this ends the nightmare. So I'm going to get out of this. The will of council be the will of council, okay? But when I stood up there and pointed at that picture and said, right now we're going down the path of being historically the weakest council in the history of this government, and if we don't change some things, we're supposed to be lawmakers. If you wanted to break up the administration going into the emails, then you pass a law saying you can only go in for these things, and there are consequences for somebody that does up to, including the termination. We could have done that, okay? But we're going inconvenience the public with new this and new that, new email addresses, changing websites and all that, as opposed to being the lawmakers that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to make the laws. You don't like the way the administration was interpreting their access, then give them a new interpretation.
Well, we, the will of the council will be the will of the council on the vote.
That's a... Oh.
Well, we have that law on the table.
Yeah. Mr. Weiner?
Yes. I just want to comment on one point you made. And that is that our old email will forward to our new email, which, for example, could have an extra C. Instead of nccde.org, it would be nccc.org, but they would auto-forward. Mr. Rutkowski, is that correct?
Yes.
And the new hardware is going to be what? Hardware like that or laptops?
I defer to
Mr. We're not changing anything with respect to what's on your desk. This point in time, that's not in the scope. It's getting the data off and the email off into its own system.
And if it's either all or nothing, either everybody gets it or everybody doesn't. If somebody doesn't want it, you don't have that option.
Will of council. Will of council. Will of
council. Ms. Diller.
I just want to say, having lived through computer and technology changes, I can assure you we're all going to be miserable. And we all should set aside 5 to 10 minutes a day to just whine about it and get over it, because you'll learn the new system.
We whine about everything else. Might as well
exactly,
whine about that.
Exactly.
That's right. Makes us want to come to these meetings.
Mr. Sheldon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sir, basically what the expectation of our privacy is on our own personal phones and emails if we're using their Wi-Fi. Can we, is it safe and secure, I guess, is the question.
I do not know the current security of your Wi-Fi system. I know what we will put in will be secure for you. This is where we advise on policy, not on technology. We advise on policy in this regard, that you should have adequate security policies in place that, for example, require a password or a PIN or a swipe on all of your mobile devices, such that if somebody steals it, they don't have access to your information.
Even though we're using our Wi-Fi.
Doesn't matter if you
doesn't matter okay.
Because if somebody all 30 seconds if a phone is unlocked, this one's locked in there, 30 seconds to go get your username and password out, and then they can come in, outside of this network to get things. So always mobile devices are a big security risk. Policy is they need to be secured no matter whose technology you use, no matter what provider you have. That is the current standard by which you should work with.
All right.
Do you have anything else to add or any other questions from council? Councilman Weiner?
Yes. I would just like to say that I appreciate the opportunity to have presented this to council. The will of council will be the will of council, whether we proceed with a separate system or not. But it's, this is the day. We've been given the option with all the parameters. There are still open questions. We don't know what the back charges will be. I know Councilman Retta wanted, for good reason, to get this done before the end of the fiscal year. So this is the best that we could do to put that presentation together. And we have to decide now what's in the best interest of our constituents. When Mr. President, you're ready, I'll just make the motion that I said I would make.
I'm ready to...
This is
your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council.
Point of order, please.
Make a motion to vote on the proposal which has been presented by Boulder Designs in conjunction with other contractors to completely separate the council computer system from the county server and to vote to procure computer and phone services.
Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
I have a question.
Two questions.
Yes, sir. I mean, look, I want to vote yes in the worst way but I don't feel comfortable without having every single charge in front of me. That's the only thing, because I already told you I'd vote yes. Yes. My problem is we're still brought up legitimate questions about what computer problems, you know, and the different costs that we still have to go for the other two systems, and I can't vote yes, but I don't know if you're willing to table
it. I'd like to make a motion to table. I'm getting a nod of yes from Councilman Retta. Understanding that we would have liked to have complied with the end of the fiscal year, but I think it's a very reasonable request to know what the back charges would be. Yeah. So I'd like to make a motion to table my motion.
Before we go with that, we have a question.
Yes. I have a question on the motion, because the motion said completely separate, and I don't think that's factually correct based on the presentation, because you're going in the cloud or heaven, wherever y'all going. And
I'm
not
going to heaven.
This might be your only chance to get.
But you just table.
The question is a relevant one, whether it's completely separating, and I think it's important for Mr. Rutkowski to address that because of security concerns, which my fellow councilman absolutely has a good point.
Why don't you, Mr. Councilman, just table the entire thing with all the conversation built around it.
Yes.
Do the research and we'll come back another.
Yeah, I believe just a quick answer to the question is that it would be completely separate system. We're not going to use their server. Would be up in the cloud.
Can you answer that?
It is a completely separate system. Your data, the documents that you produce here, the emails that come in and go out of the system are separate and not linked in any way, shape, or form.
But is there not still a connection to whatever exists now, documents that are going to be carried over, preserved, or reserved, or whatever y'all say, stored?
We are taking all of the data that the council generates and has produced and move that data en masse to the cloud to have it stored in that place.
But it also stays with IT in terms of what has been done so far.
Hankel brought up earlier that once it was removed, that they need to agree that they have removed the older archived copies that they have on the system, you know, so they have no current data, you know, on their system.
It's a good point that Councilman Creech raised. At the very least, we would.
And I know you're in it, maybe called hyper-technical.
No, it's not hyper-technical. Going forward, our emails would be secure. Whether or not we would get sole and exclusive possession of what happened before the date of cutting the umbilical cord is still a question to be determined. But we can only, as a body, control going forward what happens.
Mr. Cartier, then we'll move forward with the motion.
My understanding, just very, very briefly, is that the access that we needed to the portals on land use, let's say, would be firewalled. We go in, get the information we need, but they couldn't come through our firewall into our system. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Okay.
Mr. Bett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President, the service, like supporting the system and everything, where's the help desk located?
Help desk is based out of Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
We have U.S. English-speaking people working for us. We are part of a peer group called the 20. We have 50 other businesses such as myself. We use a common help desk, a common documentation system.
Mm-hmm.
Common
so
way of supporting.
You make sure you're here. Here's mine. There it is.
May I ask respectfully that we collect all this work product of Mr. Rutkowski since we're deferring the vote?
Could we do that after we still have a motion on the table?
I tabled the motion. I don't think that's a.
You tabled the motion?
I just tabled it.
Got it. Is there a second on the table?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Now you can read the script information.
I've got one more question.
Yes.
It's going to be. So we're going, just like the heating system in this building. It's going to be the new computer system and the heating system. Everything is now going to be controlled from Texas.
You know, and we talk about we want to provide jobs for our people.
It's the jobs are here in Delaware, and we just actually hired a new Wilmington employee just 2 weeks ago. Since we went out and did all the paperwork for that,
thank you.
So we are providing jobs in Delaware.
Thank you for Mr. Weiner. Thanks for bringing forth the discussion. Council, thank you for the discussion.
And you're who?
Anything on the other? Any public comment?
No different.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Not that I'm aware of. I.